Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yoni Marasi Sheyichyu, and it should be a special schus for Daniela Shena, Bas Rabbi Yoshua Falik, and Lilanishmas Maris Chana, Bas Rabbi Meir Zev, and Leschus Kol Olam Kulo Shenivasha, B'chuas Olamim. The Gemara in Brachas, Aflam Gimel Amid Aleph, it says, Amir Hashem Barab, Rabbi Yochan, Michti, Anshe Knesset Gdol, Tekinu Mishto, Brachas, V'tilos, Kedushas, V'Abdolos. Nech Zeichi Tikun. So it's the Anshe Knesset HaGedola that we're metakin for the Jewish people, brachos, tfilos, kedushim, havdalah. So how are they metakin? How does havdalah work? So amalei b'tchila kavua b'tfila. For originally, where were they kovei havdalah? As part of tfila, ha'eshiru kavua lakos. And then once they got richer, they were able to afford a little bit of wine. See how poor they were before, and they couldn't even afford wine. They were kovei alakos, they established it alakos. Chazu v'hanu kavua b'tfila. They became poor again, then they said just in tfila. They mamra mavdil b'tfila tzarech she'avdil alakos. And they said, even though you're mavdil b'tfila, you have to be mavdil alakos. And vayter in the Gemara says, Amar Rava, umesfina nashmait, and tov lois kegurus kisham, etc. b'avdala b'chon en adas. Ein machzir noso, mipnei she'yachala omra alakos. If you miss avdala b'chon en adas, you don't go back, because you can say it alakos. It's mashma that you don't have to do it alakos. If you skip havdalah and chonen adas, then you don't go back because you could do it alakos. But if you didn't miss havdalah and chonen adas, then you don't have to do it alakos. Here it just says Mbnei Sheyachal or Malakos. You have the option now that you skipped Abdullah and Chonadas, do Alakos. But not that you have to do it Alakos, not that you have to do both. And like we said earlier, that I'm Abdu B'tfilah Tzarech She'Abdi Alakos. So the Gemara answers no. Don't say Mbnei Sheyachal or Malakos, Elaim Mbnei Sheyachal or Malakos. Don't say because you can say it Alakos, but rather say because you do say it Alakos. So Taka, you have to do both. You have to do Abdullah and Chonadas, and also in afterwards Alakos. So it emerges from the Gemara that if one is able to, one is obligated to say Havdalah not only b'tfilah, but alakos as well. The Rashba writes, V'kosav Rav Sad Yugon, Shim Ein Lo Kos, Chozer Mispalo. If you don't have a kos, and you miss Havdalah and Chonen Ados, you have to daven again. Only if you have a kos, then you don't have to daven again. But if you don't have a kos, and you miss Havdalah and Chonen Ados, you have to daven again. So Paskins the Tur, in Reish Tzadi Dalet, brought in the Shulchan Aruch, Shem Sif Beis, Tov Lo Hidu B'tfilah, Ve'en Lo Kos B'layla, B'sover Shaf L'macha Lo Yelo, Tzarech Lachzer L'Spalo, that if you were Toeh, and you weren't Mavdil B'tfilah, and you don't have a kos, and you think tomorrow you won't have one either, you have to daven again. So Adkan, that's Tadas HaRash, B'das HaTur. However, the Rambam in the 10th parak of Chesfilach Yadalid writes, Tov lo hiskir havdalah b'chonin ados, mashem tefilah sabeno tzarech lachzer. If you made a mistake and you weren't maskir havdalah b'chonin ados, you complete your tefilah, you don't have to go back. V'chein mishalo hiskir alanisa b'chanak o purim, v'neinu b'tefilas tainis, eino chozer mispal. Also, if you didn't mention alanisa b'chanak and purim, and aneinu and tefilas tainis, you don't have to go back and daven. So the Rambam isn't mechalek between whether you have a kos, you don't have a kos. B'chol often the Rambam says you missed havdalah b'chonin ados, you don't have to go back and daven, just like, you know, you missed alanisim, chanukah, and perm, and ain't no tefillah tainis, you have to go back and daven. So too, if you missed havdalah alakos, b'chol ofen, ain't no chozer or mispalel. And it's just like Purim and Chanukah, so therefore, just like Purim and Chanukah, you missed it, you missed it. So here we'll see, you missed it, you missed it. The Rambam doesn't make a distinction between whether you have a kos or whether you don't have a kos. Ain't no chozer or mispalel. So we have to understand the Rambam. What is he going to do with the Braisa? The Braisa says that, you know why, ain't no chozer, mishim she'omra alakos. It says, Havdalah b'chon ha'adas, ein machzir anoso, mipnei she'yachal omra alakos. Lo tem b'nei she'yachal omra alakos, elay mipnei she'omra alakos. That you have to say it alakos. So you know why ein machzir anoso? Because you're obligated to say it alakos. Mashma, that if there's no kos, then machzir anoso. In other words, the Gemara links the kos with the not being chozer. The Gemara makes it contingent. It says that only if, since you have a kos, you don't have to be chozer mispalel. The mashma, if you wouldn't make havdalah kos, you would have to be chozer mispalel. So this is mashma like the other Rishonim. It's mashma like the Tur. It's mashma like the Rashba, but not like the Rambam. So what? What's titman with the Rambam? What do we can do with the Rambam? So the Kesef Mishnah writes this, the name of the Bahag, but he doesn't know, it's interestingly enough, that from the Rambam it's not mashmal like this. So we have to understand the Rambam. So we're going to go in the derech of the Sefer Avram, Al Sidr HaTfilin Simin Sadi. The Rashba, after he brings Rav Sadia Gaon, who says that because Rav Sadia Gaon, Shemain Lokos, Chozer Mispalil, he writes, Kashili, Heach hu choizer bigishomim u behavdolo bishabatu bezu bezu. Vinema meikara, kishkavua betfilavad velo klalam rubabaisa, kol shame bo carbon musif tay machzirinoso. Velaysate velo shanuela bahaskaras. It's a little bit of a long quote. I'm going to read it out, then we're going to explain. Seida shalom niskan behem kos filot fila nosefes laskarasam ora. Bekevin shikain koshum espalil koilam ora betfila so. Ham espalil betoin machzir and isam or shchodish vchol shamoid. Tsorech hula haskiram ora alkoponim. Kevin shikhitchabotor carbon. Achein mosifin lachiv haskaras and tfila nosefes. Bekevin shikain chaibul haskir vimuhiskir chozir maskir. Adkan loshen harash ba ayinsham. So the Rashba says at the beginning of this quote that how can you be chozer by gishamim and havdalah when you made a mistake? We have a klal kol she'ein bo karbon musaf tay machzirin osa. What is he referring to? He's referring to the Gemara in Shabbos Nefchof Dala. There it says Tani Rabbi Shaya Yom she'ein karbon musaf karm shchoidish chol shemot arvus shachus melcham espal shmenesei bar meinam or ba'avoda. Days that have a karbon musaf like Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed. Shachris mincha mayriv, you daven shmanesre, and you say, me'en ama'ura, you say, yalavi avu navod, avim lo amar machzir anoso. And if you didn't say it, you have to go back. Ve'en lam kedusha, ve'en kedusha alakos, no kiddush alakos. Yom she'en bem carbon musaf, but days that don't have a carbon musaf, like Monday, Thursday, taniyos ma'amodos, shachris mincha mayriv, you mispal shmanesre, you say, me'en ama'ura, b'shamea tfilo, ve'im loy amar, ein machzirin. Oh, so. Wow. Days that don't have a carbon musaf, then you daven Shmoneh Esrei. But if you didn't say the special haskara for Tanios, for fasts, for Ma'amados, where they would say special tefillas, to represent the Jews at the for the Hakrabas Hakarbanos. So there, if you skipped it, ein machzirin moso, you don't have to go back. And the Gemara then clarifies what it means Monday and Thursday. So it's Monday and Thursday of Tanias and Ma'amados. Ein shamba Gemara. But the point is that you see that if there's no carbon musaf, ain't machzir moso. So we are mischayev to be maskir me'ein ama'ora b'yamim miyuchadim. On special days, you mention me'ein ama'ora. Fast days, ma'amados, Rosh Chodesh, Chol Shel Moed. We learn this in brachas and daf mem amud aleph. Amar Reb Zeira, v'isem Reb Chinen bar Papa. My time to Reb Yehuda. Amar Kra Baruch Shem Yom Yom. What does that mean? B'chol yom yom ten lo main brachos. Every day give him the brachos, Rashi, b'Shabbos, main Shabbos, v'yantiv, main yantiv. So whenever it's Shabbos, he says Shabbos to Kazachin, yantiv, he says yantiv to Kazachin. So b'chol zman mesuyim ameyuchad, yesh b'zei chiyuv lahazkir me'ein ama'or v'bracho v'tfila. So it's a chilek bein hazmanim. Those zmanim that have a carbon musuf, like Shabbos and yantiv, Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed, there, me'ein ama'ora is li'kuva betfila, masha'ein kein, those is manim that don't have a carbon musuf, like sheni v'chamishu shel ma'amodus, chanuk and purim, is a chiyuv lahaskir me'ein ama'ora, but it's not li'kuva. Or b'bir b'havon is dover zeh, that every day that has a carbon musuf, and therefore you have to add special additions to the tefila, your shachris minchan ma'ariv, So, what's the pshat that if a yom has a chovas karban musaf, because of that, you have to add special tefillas, and these special tefillas are li'ikuva. If it has a karban musaf, it's li'ikuva. You have to say it. If you miss it, you have to go back. Like Shabbos Yantav Shchodesh Chol Shamoed. So chutz may ikar chovas hatfila that they were mispalik. Can I get a tamidim like it says in Brachas Chavavam and Beis? In addition, there's a chiyuv lispalil tefila shel me'ein hamaora, because we see that machmas hamaora hosifu the tefilas hamusaf, hosifu the tefilas hamusafin. Because of the maora, they also added the tefilas musaf. And since you have this additional, because of the special day, they added a musaf. They also added Me'ein HaMa'ora. Because the Me'ein HaMa'ora mitzad atzmo is mechayev these tefillas. In other words, you're davening Shachris Menchen Ma'ariv because you're chayev to daven Shachris Menchen Ma'ariv. But even if not for Shachris Menchen Ma'ariv, mitzad Me'ein HaMa'ora, you would have to daven a special Shachris Menchen Ma'ariv. So therefore, these tefillas also have a quality, a character of tefillas of this day, of Chol HaMoed, of Rosh Chodesh. So in addition to adding on tefillas musaf, also the Haskaras Me'ein HaMa'ora is also a chiyuv. As part of the day, you have to add on Me'ein HaMa'ora. You have to daven Shachris with the Me'ein HaMa'ora. You have to daven Mincha with the Me'ein HaMa'ora. You have to daven Mar with Me'ein HaMa'ora. So that's a chiyuv ayom. And if you didn't, then you have to daven again. Because the Me'ein HaMa'ora mitzad atzmo is mechayev these tefillas. And therefore, if you miss the Me'ein HaMa'ora, you have to go back and daven again. Mashen came those days that don't have a carbon musaf, like Chanukah and Purim v'chadome. Re'afilu shegam sham. Re'esh b'ze chiyuv la'askir Me'ein HaMa'ora. Of course, you have to be maskir Me'ein HaMa'ora and Chanukah and Purim and the like. But it's not a chiyuv mitzad the tefillah itself. Because they weren't metaking a special tefillah because of this ma'ora. When it comes to days where there's a musaf, you see they're metaking a special tefillah because of this ma'ora. So that means that the today requires that you have to daven Me'ein HaMa'ora. So that's going to include not only the musaf that they added, but Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. So anyway, you're davening Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, but Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv have to be Me'ein HaMa'oridik. Hashem can on days where there's no musaf, so the tefillahs that you have are chayov and mitzad atzma, mitzad tefillahs hayom of a regular day. And in addition, there's not a chiyuv be'etzem of a tefillah Me'ein HaMa'ora. But within your tefillah, they said to add, they didn't add a special tefillah, they didn't add a special musaf. So there's no chiyuv of Me'ein HaMa'ora, if you miss it, to go back. Because you don't have to daven a Me'ein HaMa'ora Shachris. You have to daven Shachris on Purim morning, because it's like any morning you have to daven Shachris. And Chazal say to add Al HaNisim. But there's no chiyuv Shachris of Purim. And Rosh Chodesh is a chiyuv Shachris of Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, if you miss the Me'ein HaMa'ora, you have to go back. There's no chiyuv Shachris of Purim. Elamai, in the Shachris of Purim, they said to add Me'ein HaMa'ora of Purim. But it's not that the Me'ein HaMa'ora is Mechayiv Shachris. Me'ein HaMa'ora is not Mechayiv Shachris. So therefore, if you miss Shachris, if you miss the Me'ein HaMa'ora in Shachris, you don't have to daven again. You daven the good tefillah. But in a day where there's a tefillah smus, if the Me'ein HaMa'ora is Mechayiv Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, and therefore if you miss the Me'ein HaMa'ora, you have to daven again. But in Purim, Chanukah, if you miss the Me'ein HaMa'ora, you miss the Me'ein HaMa'ora. So you're lacking something, but you're not lacking in the etzem tefillah, the ikar tefillah you daven. However, on this the Rashi explains she'en kol zeh nogea klal ledin amiras havdala betfila, and as shelas gishamim betfila, because the Rashi says so. Then why are we so makbid on amiras havdala betfila and shelas gishamim? Why there's no musaf? So why should it be ma'akev? The answer is because there the chiyuv haskaros and lav hainu mitzad hadin shel haskaros me'ein ha'ma'ora. The chiyuv haskaros is not because of the din of being maskir me'ein ha'ma'ora. Ela shekach tiknu v'kavu chachomim be'ikar nusach ha'tfila atzma. This is a different word. They were metaken in the ikar nusach ha'tfila. That's just like they were metaken kol nusach ha'tfila. You say these 18, 19 brachas kechelek mei nusach ha'tfila. And they're all vadei li'ikuva for shleimus kiyum ha'tfila. So similarly, they were koveya that b'yemos ha'gishamim hazkaras she'ilas ha'gishamim is going to be me'ikar nusach ha'tfila atzma. And so too, havdala b'tfila is going to be chelik meikar nusach ha'tfila. Reikenu loshan ha'rashba. The Rashba writes about gvuras kishamim v'she'ila brachos kvuas hem. B'tzarchu lomar al karcho. K'moshiskinu lomar kol sh'ara tfila. V'wadin lahavdala. Takana kvua ha'isach kvua ala kiddush b'kos. I told you we're going to go back and explain. So Baruch Hashem, we're explaining now. That the she'ila of kishamim and havdala gvuras kishamim v'she'ela brachos kvuos, they're part of the nusach ha'tfila. K'mo shizkinu lomar kol shara tfila who v'din l'havdala, the vel is also takanat kvua. So it's not midin me'ein ha'ma'ora. If it would be midin me'ein ha'ma'ora, then it would be tali and korban musaf, as we explain. Whenever there's a musaf, you have to say the me'ein ha'ma'ora, because then the me'ein ha'ma'ora is mechayib etzem ha'tfila. But here it's a different word. Here it's not because of the musaf, it doesn't do the musaf. Here it became part of the nusach ha'tfila. However, in this din of Amiras Havdala, there was a shinid v'kanas chum. Tchilak shalom ala golu b'mei Ezra yituchukim ba'anim, like Rashi says, kavu makom Amiras Havdala b'tfila. And this is the iconic vua b'ikar nusach ha'tfila, like the Rashba writes. And if he didn't say Havdala b'tfila, the din was lachzor l'spala. Sharei chosir lo b'ikar nusach ha'tfila. But after they became rich, shuv akruam and ha'tfila, they uprooted from the tfila, and they were kaved kebracha b'fnei atzma ala kos. Chazru v'henu shuv kavu b'tfila k'mei kara. And then, like the Gemara says, that after they became poor again, chmana litzlan, they were kaved again ala kos. And then they were koveya that lechatchila al kolpanim yesh lahavdil gam b'tfila v'gam ala kos. Aval ein zeh me'akev b'tfila when you're mavdil ala kos. So they were kovel lechatchila tfila and kos, but if you miss the tfila, then it's okay, you can still do it ala kos. But if he doesn't have a kos, so now it's dina b'tfila ketakana kavua b'nusach ha'tfila. In other words, when you have the kos, so then it's not necessary to say it in tfila. It's not part of the takana kavua to say it in tfila, because you can make it up with the kos. But if you don't have a kos, then it goes back to being part of the nusach ha'tfila. And if you're not mabdil b'tfila, and you don't have a kos, so you have to go back and daven. Al kolpanim, there's no connection between amiras havdala b'tfila and dinas karas meina ma'ora, like the Rashba explains. These are two different things. However, it would appear that the Rambam is cholek al kolpanim l'fim askanas ha'gamar. There it says, the end of Sugmal Ervina l'Ravilch Samai. In other words, if you're mavdi b'tfila, tzarech she'avdi ala koso, lo like Rashi says, I'm like kiddush, just like kiddush, even though you're makadish in davening, you're makadish ala koso, to avdol, even though you're makadish in davening, you're also, even though you're mavdil in davening, you're also mavdil ala kos. So we have to understand, the fi pshuta, that your mask here, kiddush shabbos b'tfila, rein ze mitzad mitzvah s'choyvas ha'kiddush, yisod mitzad din haskaris me'in amora b'tfila, why you mask here kiddush in davening? It's me'in amora. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, main Birchosav, you have to say Shabbos and Shabbos, Yantav and Yantav, main Amor and Shabbos, etc. So what's Pshat that Rabbi says, that your Maskir Tefillah b'Shabbos b'Tefillah is Mitzad Mitzvah's Kiddush? No, the Choretz Mitzad Mein Amora. Rabbi says it's Mitzad Kiddush. Mashenken, we say Avdolah and Chonin Adoas, that's Mitzad Mitzvah's Avdolah, like the Rashba says. And it has nothing to do with Haskaris Mein Amora b'Tefillah. So we have to understand what Rava means. Havdalah, like Rava says, is taka mitzad, saying Havdalah and tefillah. It's not mitzad me'ein ha'ma'ora, like the Rashba explains. Rather, it's mitzad havdala b'tefillah, whereas kiddush is mitzad me'ein ha'ma'ora, not mitzad kiddush and tefillah. So what does Rava mean? Why does Rava say that we're makadish b'tefillah? Makadish, but it's not kiddush b'tefillah. It's not makadish b'tzloisa, makadish akasa, makadish tam, makadish alakos. No. That in kiddush, pshat is that you're saying me'ein ha'ma'ora. What does Rava mean? So the choritz mavur from this that even there's a din that of askara Shabbos with tefillah mitzad din me'ein ha'ma'ora. It's not stam a din haskara, but rather the kiyum haskaras me'ein ha'ma'ora of Shabbos is the idea haskaras kiddush shel Shabbos. Like loshan of the pasuk of Avraham Chaim Shem Shiva Kadei Shoy. So the chavetz of the zman of Yom Hashvi'i, Yom Kedusha is its kedusha, and therefore. So this is a day of Kedusha. That's the Yom HaShvi. So that we learn Haskaras Me'en Ha'ma'ora from Baruch Hashem Yom Yom every day Tein Lo Me'en Berchosav. So Shabbos and Yontif, how are you Mekayim this din of Haskaras Me'en Ha'ma'ora by being Mekadesh? Because that's the essence of Shabbos. Vayikadesh Osa. And so to the Bracha you say on the coast, Inyan HaKiddush, Inyan Haskar B'Tefila B'Bracha, Chada Milsi. It's the same thing. It's the same Inyan. That both of them are sanctifying the seventh day. So therefore, when you do it in Kiddush, you're sanctifying the seventh day, alakos, and even in Tefillah. How's the Haskaras Me'en Ha'ma'ora done? By being Mekadei Shabbos. It's done al yidei Kiddush. So Taka Rava was correct, of course, that in davening, when you're saying Kiddush, when you're mentioning Shabbos, it's midin Kiddush. Isn't it Medin Askaris Me'en Ha'ma'ora? No. Or yes. No, it's not only Medin Askaris Me'en Ha'ma'ora. Yes, it's also Medin Askaris Me'en Ha'ma'ora. How are you masking Me'en Ha'ma'ora and Shabbos? Ayde Kiddush. And if so, we can say that's what Rabbi says Maskanas HaGemara. And we find in Mitzvah Kiddush that it's Nikba Kaskaris Me'en Ha'ma'ora Tefillah, and even though you're maskered in Tefillah, you have to be maskered alakos. So similarly, Lagabe Havdalah, that din is like Kiddush, like the Rambam says to say for Mitzvah Kufayin, no, hey, that din Havdalah of Kiddush is one mitzvah. So therefore, there's also a din of Haskaris Me'en Ha'ma'ora Tefillah, al yidei amiras Havdalah ben Kodesh L'chol. So it's the same vort. That Havdalah is the same vort. That's your Mazkir me'ein ha'ma'ora b'tfila by being mavdil ben kodesh l'chol. So it's both the havdol and haskaras me'ein ha'ma'ora. This is the ma'ora. This is the time now to mention both. And it could be that maybe there's a raya for this that it says in the Gemara in Brachas of Mem Amud Aleph that Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. After Maskir Me'en Ha'ma'ora, Rashi says, "B'Shabbos Me'en Shabbos, B'Yomtiv Me'en Yomtiv." That's Gemara Brachas Daf Mem. But in Sukkah Mem Vav, it says this, and Rashi says, "Kol Yom V'Yom Me'en Birchosav, Shel Shabbos Me'en Shel Shabbos, Shel Chol Me'en Shel Chol, V'Shel Yomtiv Me'en Shel Yomtiv Ha'ma'ora." So, what do you mean, Shel Chol Me'en Shel Chol? So maybe Rashi is referring to Havdalah. The Me'en Ha'ma'ora is Havdalah. That's on Shabbos Shel Shabbos and on Motzi Shabbos your Mavdei Ben Kodesh L'chol. You have to also be Maskir that. So Havdalah is Mita Me'en Ha'ma'ora. So again, how are you doing the Me'en Ha'ma'ora? By saying Havdalah. So this Havdalah is a kiyum of Haskaras Me'en Ha'ma'ora. So if that's true, then we can go back and understand the Rambam. The Rambam says that if you skip Havdalah, Machzir Naso, as we saw the Rambam earlier, Rambam says, Perakid Alach Yadala Tovlo Hiskir Havdalah B'chein and Adas, Mashim Tfilas Avena Tzarech Lachzor. Rambam says, if you miss Havdalah, ain't no tzarech lachzer. You don't have to go back. And we asked on the Rambam, what do you mean you don't have to go back? What do you mean I have to go back? It depends. If you have a kos, then you don't have to go back. You say an al kos. If you don't have a kos, then you do have to go back. That's how we learn Pshat in the Gemara. It's Pashas in the Gemara. That's how the Torah learns, Shulchan Aruch, others, Rashba. So how can the Rambam say, Rofen Goref, make a blanket halacha, that Tov lo hizker avdol b'chonin adoas, mashin tfilas v'eno tzarech lechzer. Ma pitom, depends whether or not you have a kos. But now we understand, if the Rambam understood the Gemara as we did, that Havdalah is din hazkaras me'ena ma'ora, this Havdalah stems from the, you're saying Havdalah b'tfila, because that's the hazkaras me'ena ma'ora of tfila. It's like we said by Shabbos, that the hazkara of Kiddush, it's me'ena ma'ora, and how you have to do Kiddush in tfila, but how do you do Kiddush in tfila? By saying me'ena ma'ora. So too, how do you do Havdalah in tfila? By saying Me'ena Ma'ora. So the Haskaras Kiddush B'Tfila and Havdalah B'Tfila is Medin Haskaras Me'ena Ma'ora. Because the Me'ena Ma'ora of Shabbos is its Kedusha. Therefore, then in Tefillah you say Kiddush as Paskar Meina, as Karas Meina, right? Zinat Karas Meina, and so too to Havdalah, which the Rambam compares, the Gemara compares. So Memela, we go back to our original rule from Masechah Shabbos. It says Masechah Shabbos, if the day has a carbon musaf, what's the din? Chozerbo, if you miss that Karas Meina Mara. If it doesn't have a carbon musaf, ain't no Chozerbo. As we explained at length, what the pshat is that. If it has a carbon musaf, that means that the tefillahs are special for this day. Merely have to mask your main ma'ora. If there's no carbon musaf, then you don't have to be chozer if you're a mask your main ma'ora. And since the Kiddush on Shabbos is Midin Haskaras Me'ena Ma'ora, and Shabbos is a carbon musaf, so if you miss it, then you have to go back. Because in days where there's Me'ena Ma'ora, it's Ma'akev. And in days when there's a carbon musaf, Haskaras Me'ena Ma'ora is Ma'akev. Mashenken, if you weren't Maskir, Havdalah B'Chonin Ado'as, there the Rambam says, Eino Tzarech Lachzer. You don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Because the Ikar Mitzvah Havdalah, it could be Mekayim or Alakos. Or, and this is very important, the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes that your Yotze, the mitzvah of Kiddush, just by being Maskir Kiddush, the rabbis were said you have to do it in... in Tefillah. You can theoretically be Yotzei Kiddush even just by mentioning Kiddush. However, when the Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos, there you have to be Maskir Me'ena Ma'ora, even though Einach Hinami. You could be Yotzei Kiddush afterwards, but this is a day of a carbon musaf. And we have a rule that the days of a carbon musaf, what's the din? The din is that as Karas Me'ena Ma'ora is Ma'akev. Because this has to be a Shabbos Dika davening. So if you didn't mention Kedusha Shabbos in davening, then you're not Yotze. Because you missed that Skaris Meina Ma'ora. Hashem came when it comes to Havdalah. Havdalah, you also have to mention, you also have to be Mavdil Medina Skaris Meina Ma'ora. But Havdalah is a Tfilas Chol. Right? Like we saw before. Rashi and Sukkah. Chol B'chol. Havdalah is a Tfilas Chol. Those are when you're being Mavdil and Kodesh L'chol. So that's not a day that there's a carbon musaf. So if that's not a day that there's a carbon musaf, so the Haskaras Me'ena Ma'ora is not Ma'akev. And therefore, Havdalah is not Ma'akev. You can already do Avdala afterwards. You could do it Alakos. You could say Baruch Hamavda Ben Kodesh L'chol. You could do it by Amira Be'alma. So you could take care of your Havdalah, the Chiyuv that way. But as far as the Me'ein HaMa'ora and Tefillah, that's Ma'akev, it doesn't apply to Havdalah. It doesn't apply to Atachonein. Why not? Because there's no Musaf, it's a Yom Chol. And the determining factor of whether a Hosaf on the Tefillah is Ma'akev, like the Gemara says in Shabbos Chof Dalet, is whether there's a Karban Musaf that day. So on Shabbos there's a Karban Musaf, so Mimela, the Haskaras Mein HaMa'ora of Kedusha Shabbos is Ma'akev. But on Chol there's no Karban Musaf, and Mimela, the Tefillah of Atachonein, Havdalah, and Tefillah is not Ma'akev. Do it afterwards, do it ala kos, if you have a kos, if not say Baruch HaMa'akev Shlachol. But it's not part and parcel of the Tefillah, and therefore it's not Ma'akev. And that's why the Rambam doesn't differentiate between whether you have a kos or whether you don't have a kos. So we thought originally, we asked, but l'chora atachonin is part of the nusach ha'tfila, like the Rashba understood. It's part and parcel of the nusach ha'tfila. And therefore you have to say it. Like the Rashba writes, Aval begvuras kisham b'sheila brachas kvuusim b'tzarech lomar al korcho k'moshe zkin lomar kol shar tefila v'uadin l'avdola tik takana kvuah hisad shekvuah l'akos b'kiddush k'kiddush. So brachas birchas gisham gvuras kishamim b'sheilas kishamim, they're part of the nusach tefila. So to avdola was it takana kvuah as part and parcel of the tefila? Until they were koveh ala kos kikiddush, until they were to the point that they were koveh, until they were koveh b'kiddush. So if you have a kiddush, so then you're beseder gamor. If you have kiddush, the Rashba says afterwards, then you don't have to worry about it being part of the nusach tefillah. Because now the Chazal say, if you missed it now, you can say it in Kiddush. But if there's no wine, then you have to say it, and then you have to say it again in Tefillah. Because it's part of the Etzem Nusach HaTefillah. That's all in the way the Rashba is learning it. So according to the Rashba, it's really telling whether or not you have a kos. If you have a kos, then you missed it in tefillah, say it ala kos. If you don't have a kos, then it's part of the tefillah. And it's not midin mein amora. But according to the Rambam, it's midin mein amora. And therefore, since now there's no musaf, because it's havdalah, whether or not you have a kos, you don't have to say havdalah and chonin ados. You don't have to go back even if you missed it. So that's the Mahalach. Of course, there's a lot more to say. And I give ourselves a bracha that we should be Zochem Yer Hashem. Lachzor v'lishnos perek zeh. Lilmor ulam ed lishmor v'las v'lkaimus kol derei salam teresa v'yahavo. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.